Of all the sports talk radio guys that I know, this guy would have been a great game show host. In fact, he does a lot of game shows. I think he's got his own version of the Match Game on KJR in Seattle. We got the Kraken stuff to get to. What's up, Chuck? Chuck Powell from KJR.
I was under the impression I was going to be on with Dave Ruprecht. Did I get that confused? Because I'm going to hang up.
All right, we'll see it. Now, Ruprecht's up at 4:15. We'll patch you in. Did you watch that show?
No, I don't even know what it is. I saw you promoting it on Twitter. And so I'm like, everybody was fired up to hear from Dave Ruprecht, and I noted no one gave a crap about me.
Truth be told, until 3 weeks ago, I hadn't watched the show. I was in a haze. I don't know what I was doing in the early 90s. I didn't watch it, but man, as I've watched it, when you go back and watch old game shows, especially early 90s, just an awful decade it was for hair, for clothing, for just basic stupidity. People were just really dumb.
Well, 80s was worse.
True.
80s was worse than the 90s with hair and fashion. Oh, my gosh. You know, Madonna was a trendsetter. Good Lord.
The bright colors, just weird.
Yeah.
Are you positive on this? Yeah. I had a Flock of Seagulls haircut, like, in the late 80s, and I kind of love it.
Well, it looks good on you.
Is that right? No, actually, it didn't. It didn't at all. All right, Chuck. So I want your reaction. You're kind of in the same position I am. You know, 5 years ago, all this buzz starts with the Vegas hockey team. We get the Golden Knights. They win. I'm not a gigantic hockey guy. I didn't grow up, you know, loving hockey. You've got a hockey team now, and I know you haven't been the biggest hockey guy, but I want you to tell us about the market reaction, but especially to the Kraken name. I freaking love it.
I do, too. I didn't at first. The whole idea that maybe you were going to take a character in a movie, which is kind of the way I felt that you were doing, sort of like the Anaheim Mighty Ducks and the Toronto Raptors, who I think named their team in the height of the Jurassic Park mania. I'm like, really? We're going to be prisoners of the moment in pop culture. That's what we're going to name. And not even of the moment, because Pirates of the Caribbean have been gone for years. They've been done with that series for a long time. But Jerry Bruckheimer is a part of this group, and so he revised this name, and I'm sitting here thinking, come on, let's let the grown-ups choose this. You know, come on, let's get to some names that actually make sense. And then the more I've thought about it, and now that the time has kind of passed, suddenly I just kept warming up to it more and more and more, and by the time it arrived and it was announced, I'm in love with it. I think it's outstanding. It's unique from a sports perspective. It's an ominous beast. It's a mythical beast. There's some nautical aspects to it. So although it might not be indigenous to Seattle, obviously we're on the water. So there's just a lot. By the time that it arrived, now I don't want it to be anything else. If it was something else, I'd be angry. If they now pulled the plug, the Kraken plug on me, and we suddenly became the Salmon or something like that. I'm like, really? You just named it after a fish? We have this great name called the Kraken. What are we going to do now? So I love it. I really am getting more fired up about it every day, and the reaction here locally has been overwhelmingly positive. I mean, there's going to be everybody on the street's going to end up in a Kraken sweater before the end of the weekend, I think. So yeah, we got Kraken fever going on right now here in Seattle.
They also, to me, did a really good job with the not only the colors, but especially the logo and the secondary logo.
Oh, yeah.
That anchor with the Space Needle is awesome.
Yeah. I think the logo is the best part of it. We've been doing this bit where we give everything a Madden rating. you know, it doesn't matter. It's like TV characters or whatever walk of life. Sandwiches, you know, we give everything a Madden rating on the show. We do a segment a day for the last couple of weeks. And to me, the only 99 in the group is the logo. I mean, the name is about a 92, and the colors are about a 90, but the logo that they came up with, and then there are several different logos. I think they knocked that out of the park. It's outstanding. I also like the color, like the foam green. If they go with the blue, it's going to look more like the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee Titans have already done that. So I kind of want them to go with that foam green color, which right now looks like their alternate color. But we'll see what they end up doing with it. But so far, the rollout has just been, you know, received tremendously here in Seattle. So, and I'm on board. Let's go Kraken.
By the way, Madden ratings for everything, that's ours now.
Yeah, you can take it. Yeah,
we will.